And this is Apollo Control, Houston, 146 hours, 45 minutes. And we are very nearly at that 400,000 foot point. We just gave the crew a call, and here's how it sounded.
Houston, 1 minute to RRT.
Roger.
In the course of this blackout period, which we'll be into very shortly here, the comm control will be handed over from the Redstone to the Huntsville. And we have lost signal. Our network controller says we lost signal at 146 minutes and very nearly 46 seconds. And our estimate is that this blacked out period will continue, 3 minutes. And right about now, the crew should be getting the spike, the G spike that they'll see. Just under 7 G's. We would estimate they're down to the 180,000 foot point, flattening out and actually beginning to ascend slightly. They should be, their heat rate will dramatically recede, but they'll still maintain a large heat load, nearly 5,000 degrees out on the leading edge of the heat shield. Flight director notes that he hears some keying coming from the, as in Morse code keying, and he's wondering as to the source of it. 146 hours, 48 minutes. Our curves put the spacecraft down about 35 to 36 miles above the Earth, and elevating slightly, perhaps up to 40. Ken Mattingly just put in a call and just frankly labeled it a radio check. He's gotten no responses yet. And Ken tries a second call through the Huntsville. Our estimates say that the crew along about now should be emerging. The Huntsville advises they have not established contact with the spacecraft at this time. About 3.5 minutes since we went into the blacked out area. And Now the Huntsville is handing over communication checks, communication authority to one of the range aircraft. We call them Araya. And the Huntsville says they have acquired an S-band signal at 51 minutes, 4 seconds. And they immediately called back and said no contact. They negate that first announcement. One of the recovery helicopters reported seeing something, but those kind of reports at these critical moments aren't unusual. Ken Mattingly puts in another call. And there's Jim Lovell. He says we're looking good. I can't tell whether it's Borman or Lovell. Let's try to cut it in. Ships is reporting a radar contact. The first communication was extremely broken up, but the two words that did come through were looking good. Another one of the flight controllers here in the control center heard the crew mention something like a real fireball. We estimate here we're about 1 minute to drogue shoots out at 23,000 feet, and the time plot says 146 hours, 54 minutes. Yorktown is reporting and confirming a radar contact. The bearing is being passed to the recovery room here in Houston.
Your disky readings before drogues.
Stand by. Right, sir. Disky's reading plus 4.7, plus 2 balls, 812, minus 16502.
That's Jim Lovell.